Today is Monday, May 25th, Memorial Day. I'm Megan Lynch. The Memorial Day ceremony at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery opens at 10 o'clock this morning with a procession to the old flag circle. The U.S. Air Force Band of Mid-America from Scott Air Force Base will perform with the St. Louis Gateway Singers. The guest speaker will be Command Sergeant Major Douglas Chillis. The annual Memorial Day observance at Soldiers Memorial Military Museum in downtown St. Louis also kicks off at 10 with a wreath-laying ceremony. Yellow carnations will be available for attendees to place at one of five outdoor memorials. There's also a new exhibition, Declaration 1776, The Big Bang of Modern Democracy. And an 11 o'clock ceremony this morning in O'Fallon, Missouri at the Veterans Memorial Walk. O'Fallon, Illinois will have their ceremony at 11:30 at their Veterans Monument. The Memorial Day Parade in Belleville steps off from North 3rd and West A Street at 10 this morning. St. Charles Memorial Gardens hosts a festival starting at noon and a ceremony at 2. And St. Charles County holding a ceremony at 1 o'clock. Sheriff's deputies will be patrolling St. Louis City's public pools this weekend after the state-controlled police department said it lacked the park rangers this summer. KMOX asked Mayor Spencer's chief operating officer, Ben Johnson, if he's confident they can find an emergency contract by Tuesday. He raised a question.
I'm confident we can do that. The real question here is who pays for it? When we have those shortages, it's that department budget that pays for some kind of a service, contracted service gap fill.
Police spokesman Mitch McCoy was vague when asked if the department would pick up the tab.
If the Board of Police Commissioners believes that it's something that should be on us, then the Board of Police Commissioners will foot that bill.
Park Rangers Commander Sergeant Donnie Walter says they only have the staff for six park rangers to be on patrol during the hours the pool operates and chose to prioritize other parks and events. The pools aren't the only new duties the Sheriff's Department will cover for the City Police Department.
They will also be providing security for the Metrolink stations. After previous Sheriff Alfred Montgomery said he couldn't do the required job of transporting detainees and keeping the courts safe, I asked Sheriff John Hayden how he's able to handle this new responsibility. He says they've been able to fill out vacant positions.
We're making progress with a lot of job fairs. We attend a lot of job fairs and doing a lot of recruitment. And so it's our belief that we'll be able to have that back up without a problem of loss.
Hayden says negotiations are still ongoing regarding details. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
It's now 8:05. Manchester Road makes a list many area commuters might relate to. Michael Calhoun has more.
A study of more than 3,000 drivers named the West St. Louis County Corridor one of the most passive-aggressive roads in the country, ranking it 16th nationwide. Researchers pointed to behaviors like blocking plaza exits, inching into intersections, and refusing to let other drivers in. Two other Missouri roads outside of our area made the list as well.
The journey to the FIFA World Cup 26 starts at Energizer Park in downtown St. Louis next month. People are expected from all over the world. An epidemiologist, he is talking with CNN about his concerns.
And that has some expressing concerns. With the epicenter of Ebola being in the Democratic Republic of Congo, cases have spread to neighboring countries in Central Africa, and violence in the DRC is complicating dealing with the outbreak. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is an epidemiologist and chair of medicine at Emory University School of Medicine, and he says it's not fully clear how this latest strain acts.
It's a little slower in spreading, but the onset of symptoms is not as acute as in the other form of Ebola. So potentially somebody can be infected and transmitted to others before you know it. Initially, they can have fever, fatigue, body aches, and yet still be transmitting. So really, controlling this outbreak is critically important.
Added concerns, the United States has pulled out of the World Health Organization and the closure of USAID. He says there has to be a lot of contact tracing, isolation, quarantine, and support for those infected.
USAID really had a lot of boots on the ground that could do something at this point in time.
Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
NASCAR legend Kyle Busch suffered what's called a severe illness at the age of 41. KMOX health editor Fred Bottomer has more.
Still no definitive word, but for the past couple of weeks, Kyle Busch had been dealing with a sinus-related illness. And now a just-released 911 call from the day before his death reported he was experiencing shortness of breath, felt he was overheating, and was coughing up blood. Fox News senior medical analyst Dr. Mark Siegel says two possible causes are most likely, either pneumonia or a blood clot.
The suddenness of that call sounds more like the blood clot. If you're suddenly struggling to breathe and coughing up blood, that's the blood clot. But then the missing thing is, that was he experiencing chest pain? So it's most likely going to be one of those two things, that he was developing a pneumonia, that it got worse suddenly, or that he developed a blood clot.
Kyle Busch's most recent NASCAR Cup Series win came here in June of 2023 at Worldwide Technology Raceway. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
Busch is believed to have died from pneumonia complicated by sepsis. From the KMOX business desk, some great news for Lambert International Airport this week. Senator Eric Schmidt and Representative Wesley Bell say a $30 million federal grant is coming to St. Louis. The money aimed at completing the consolidated terminal project, replacing aging infrastructure and more. Schmidt says the dollars will help drive economic growth and build a world-class transportation hub connecting the region for future generations. Bell last announced $3.1 million in federal funding in March aimed at supporting power infrastructure and terminal consolidation at Lambert International Airport.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.